Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal, and healing topics. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona, Arizona, where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show. Welcome to today's show. We're glad to have you here. Today's topic is recognizing a dark attack. Before we get into that, I just want to say hello to our listeners in Bella Vista, Arkansas. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We're really glad to have you with us. Let's jump into this. I have a feeling it's going to be all we can do to get this in anything near 30 minutes. So I certainly know what the signs are when I'm beginning to be under a dark attack. But Roz, what do you think the signs are for you or in your opinion?
I can tell in a heartbeat because with no explanation, with no clarity, my mood goes from being really, you know, kind of rocking with it, easy going, rolling along, to being Attila the Hun. I'm ready to go to war. And then I always will think, wait a minute, it's not me.
But see, that might happen to me with being an empath. That I've had visits with certain people, as you know, Roz, where I come back and I feel like I'm raging for days. So how can you tell the difference if you're an empath? Like, how would you know? Okay, I guess if you did the typical empath thing of like anything that is emotions I'm feeling that are not coming from me need to leave my energetic field, but something still remains that there's no logical explanation for, right?
It's really hard. I think it's really difficult. I can just be so on, like, just go from this level of unpleasant mode to intensity. Like, you know, really, literally shoot off some cannons.
And so, you've eaten a meal.
I had to go. With that too.
Roz's hangry attacks are legendary.
Yeah. When I'm hungry, watch out. My blood sugar goes down, the fire starts.
Sedona, have you been under dark attack ever?
Yes.
I would be surprised if you said no.
As an empath and definitely a person who works in the light at all times, you know that, you know, the dark is attracted to the light. So, yeah, it's taken me many, many years to understand that these feelings are not mine. And so I think for me is like understanding who I am, and I am, you know, a joyful, lighthearted person. So if I know what my true state is, it's kind of a barometer. And kind of like Roz said, she has like a change in her experience, her feeling state. So for me, what happens is I'll go into like almost like a deep depression or feel really unworthy, you know, all this stuff just like starts coming in. And that's when I've started to recognize, wait a second, is this me? Is this really me? Because I come back to the natural state, and then my natural state, and everyone has to figure out like where their natural state is that joyful light person. So that's how I've kind of first started to understand, wait a second, this is something's coming at me. This is not my true state. So that's how I would explain a dark attack in my field.
I think that certainly there's different levels of dark attack. And I think the milder ones for me are very similar. It reminds me of like women of childbearing years when they're PMSing. Do you remember like having like everything's fine in your life, and then the next day you wake up and everything's awful and nothing's changed in your life? You just, I hate my life. I hate myself. Ah. And then, you know, a few days later, everything's fine again. It's rather like that. Like everything's fine. Life's going on. And then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you could be really depressed. You're questioning your mission. You're questioning your life purpose, your gifts, your, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And when that happens, I am so not childbearing years anymore that I know it's not that. It's not like weird hormonal swings, but that will make me do that thing again where I just try to clear everything out. But sometimes that's not enough. You know, some if the oppression is heavy enough, intense enough, sometimes that's not enough. But honestly, I think the hardest thing, and there's probably people tuning into this, going through this situation, are the people under really serious dark attack where it's just one thing after another. Like you're just being hit from all sides, financially, physically, emotionally, just that's another sign to me that there's all these things suddenly coming at you, one thing after another. And that is a definite attack, you know.
And just seeing if they can knock you off your balance point. And for me, that's, you know, that's a great revealing factor. If I can keep my balance and there's a million crazy things going on and I can still maintain, and especially if I'm, you know, focusing on keeping myself attuned to tasks at hand, to trying to direct my purpose and stay on top of it. And then I just start feeling like I'm being almost like pushed and bombarded from every side. And I really have to plant my feet and go, wait a minute, you know, let me think about the source of this. Let me think about, is this coming from a place that I can tell by the way it feels inside? That, yeah, I'm being harassed, basically. And these are entities in different frequencies. So they do things in a different manner, but you can be astute enough to realize that this is a very different feeling in terms of how it impacts you when you're being attacked.
Oh my gosh, yes. And something else, you know, I don't think we've ever talked about before, but this often will start in your childhood. And Roz, you're the one who helped me really see, like, I can't believe I didn't see this earlier, but maybe because it was just one thing after another for so long. But honestly, I think that for me, one way in childhood that I was repeatedly attacked, and I should say this, like, I know there's people out there who are like, what do they mean by the dark? The dark is synonymous with evil. So the dark, evil. So as a child, I had a lot, and in my youth, I had a lot of sexual assaults. And I used to beat myself up about this in therapy. I'm like, I can't believe, you know, I must be doing something because I must be attracting this. And you know, they're always like, no, you know, you are the victim. You know, you were the victim in this. This is, you were a child through a lot of this. There's no way you brought this on yourself. And that took a lot of work to get past that. But Roz is the one who's like, Ivory, you know, that's an extraordinary amount of sexual assault in a person's lifetime.
In a short period of time.
And it made me think about, one of my therapists said, you know, because I felt bad that I wasn't doing more, like progressing more. And she's like, do you realize most people who've been through that have dissociative disorder? They dissolve into non-functioning state where they can't work. They can't have families. She said, you're a mother. You're a good mother. Your wife, you have a good job. You know, you function. You're doing great. And it really helped me. But Roz telling me, like pointing out to me that I have been under attack throughout my life, it was really a changing point for me. You know, I really appreciate you telling me that because it gives a whole new perspective to things. And it's been a lot since then too, of different types of attacks. But Roz, you work with this all the time. So what is something you see when somebody is under a serious sustained dark attack?
The number one thing that usually makes itself present so quickly is the fact that when we are under these kind of influences, we feel just exactly what you said, that it's all us, that we created this, that we started this somehow, that we did something. And I can remember being a really young child, and because I always had a lot of paranormal kind of interesting things going on and around me. And I can remember being able to see outside of this frequency and see these other, you know, entities appearing. And I hear that come back from people who are talking to me. Like, I had, so usually it's in a format of a dream, but not necessarily. But people will say, I was at home in bed and all of a sudden, you know, look how many times you've experienced this. I was at home peacefully in bed, sound asleep. And all of a sudden, this thing, you know, this entity appears. And I think people recognize that a lot more than they think they do. And they're always convinced that it's their imagination. You know, they've got people telling them that, adults. They've got the concept that, oh, well, that was just a bad dream. Not all those things are that. You know, some of these are real experiences. And you can feel that in people. So I think trying, you know, when I'm trying to help other people who are experiencing some of these events in their lives, I always have to put myself at the point of like distant observer in a way, where I'm just able to look in and see this and feel this and try to help people get their total sense of being grounded back. It's hard.
It is hard.
And working, you know, working with a certain percentage of people, I mean, it's kind of cool because now we see this on television. We see people going into these locations. We see these events, these paranormal events that are occurring that I think, you know, decades back, they thought all those people were crazy. Now they're starting to awaken and go, wait a minute, this is a different frequency. This is a different location. These are different energies that we're dealing with. And it's kind of like mind expanding once you let it start to roll.
Well, definitely broadens your horizons very rapidly. I mean, Roz, okay, you helped me with the worst sustained attack I've ever had, which is that one that was a little over 2.5 years at my house in Sedona, where I thought, honestly, I thought I was going to die. And then my angels told me, if you don't get out of this house, you're not going to survive this. Roz was over there regularly helping me put salt lines around. I buried little crystals around the property and doing blessings. And I would bring in pictures of the crazy things I was finding in my house, on my property, on my porch. It was like just a nutty time. But so another thing is repetitive injuries that seem like too many accidents in a row with no explanation, too many bizarre things. Like I barely moved into that house and I spontaneously tore my rotator cuff in 7 places doing nothing. You know, I didn't have an injury or fall or anything. That was just the beginning. And then having the burns, remember when the oil, I was cooking and the oil shot up in geysers, in 2 geysers right towards my eyes. And luckily I had on glasses, but so it burned my face, my neck, my chest, but didn't get my eyes. But that was crazy. It just like shot up in two perfect geysers, holding a cup of boiling water and feeling it hit hard from underneath, and it went all over my hands. And then waking up one morning and being in agony, and I couldn't even walk. And that went on for 2.5, almost 3 years. You know, that was a spontaneous, suddenly I have this injury that there's no way it happens suddenly unless you're in an accident.
Well, this is a really interesting secondary topic, you know, to take up sometime, because it is truly surprising the number of people who innocently move into a location. Either it is the building itself, or it is the land underneath, or both. And there's all kinds of energetic portals and interesting things going on there from previous events, from the land itself, and that stuff is very powerful, you know. And being aware of that brings you to the recognition that these attacks on you, or these events that are, you know, spinning out of control in your world, are not being in any way, shape, or form manipulated, caused by you. You, as the person who just happened to end up in this building somewhere, you know, are suddenly encountering these types of paranormal manipulations, really, that become attacks in their format. And I think it's really important for people to realize this. It sounds so crazy, and it sounds so woo-woo
till you experience it.
But yeah, there's so much information out there now about these events, thanks to, you know, YouTube and all these other online formats, where people can be literally sitting there with their cameras filming stuff going on. And some of the poltergeist types of events, you know, I was just watching one where people were in their kitchen celebrating their child's birthday, and the whole kitchen went crazy. Like, the drawers were opening and shutting, the cabinets, chairs moving. I mean, there is some validity to this type of energy. And of course, now that is expanding scientifically at a pretty high rate and pretty quickly, due to this show that's on about the Skinwalker Ranch. They've brought in all these scientists to actually measure with instruments the level of radiation, the level of kinetic energy. You know, that's science.
I just heard about that show at dinner Friday night from some friends who were telling me about it. I may have to break down and get that streaming device just service just to see that.
That show's a mind blower.
Because of that experience I had at that house, now I'm on high alert. I'm not paranoid, but I pay attention. And so some things that can happen occasionally, and it did happen recently, was all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I have a little mini infestation of those giant bizarre flies again, where they're about that big.
Red eyes.
Gray with red eyes, coming out of nowhere, all of a sudden, just boom, all over the house, and I'm having to chase those things down. I associate that 100% with a dark attack, because that was a big part of what went on towards the end. Just, it was insane. I don't even want to talk about it right now. Too much time. But
yeah, I wouldn't.
The other thing is that I start to feel dread. Like, it'll be at night, and all of a sudden I'll feel a sense of dread and anxiety just come out of nowhere. And then I just go ahead and just bust that darkness out of there, because I know that's an energetic shift into a lower frequency. Or sometimes I will hear that. We've talked about that in my angel ear, that I usually hear like the really high pitched ringing as the angels come in. I'll hear occasionally this very low tone, like wah, 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 and I immediately bust that sucker out of there. So, you know, there's some kind of you got to figure out what your warning signs are of the start of one and catch it right then. Don't let it get a foothold. And I think it makes a big difference because it really does just bust it right up.
Yeah. Do you ever have any stuff like that where you've moved into a place, Sedona?
I had, you're just making me reflect back to a long time ago. I think it was in 2004 when I was opening up to my spiritual path, and I actually had left my marriage because my husband didn't want to go down the spiritual path with me. And I knew I had to make a choice, either stay with him and stay that committed marriage or follow my spiritual path. And so when I moved out of that house, I went to live at my aunt and uncle's house. They were away and I was house sitting. And you talk about dreams. I don't know if it was what time of night it was, but I feel like I woke up. I don't know if just my eyes opened and I saw a dark figure at my door, but I was absolutely paralyzed. And I went to scream, you know, just because the fear of like, what is this happening in this house? And nothing came out of my mouth. So that was probably the first really dark attack I had. And I would say to people like who are opening up spiritually, I don't want to create any fear that this could happen, but just to be aware, because you're actually really opening this portal of light. And you may not even know what you're doing, but what that did for me, I believe now, after this is like 18 years or 16 years later, is it propelled me to keep searching for my truth. Like, I was not going to continue to live and have these dark spirits visit me. So that's what really helped me in my life with this dark energy. And then just to share briefly another experience I had working with a client who I think I realized he came in, he was intoxicated, but I didn't know that at the beginning, young man. And I really feel like there was a walk-in in him. If you ever heard that term, where literally someone intoxicated, they kind of lose almost their consciousness and another being could walk in. And he came into my office and I started doing some meditation with him and he started panting. Like I was like, is this a horror movie happening in front of me? And I realized somehow in my psyche, I knew that you just give commands when you feel afraid. If you feel something in your house, you just, what I just say now is get out. And you don't say it softly. It's like, get out. You say it two words. Absolutely. And I find that they have, like, if I'm in the realm of talking about entities, what I know is they have to obey commands. So find your word. Another dream state, I just called in Jesus and Jesus came in and the entity was gone. So whatever your modality, your religious practice, your the thing that works for you, like Ivory, you talked about salt lines around your house, crystals, the orgon. Just find something that works for you. But that simple get out was really helpful. And then when I have a thought, like that negative, like depressed thought or something doomful is coming, the people on podcast won't be able to see what I'm doing, but I literally lift my hand up in front of my face so that the palm is actually facing to the left. And I just slide it. Is this like I'm sliding that thought out of my brain and just pushing it out? And those techniques, the get out and just sliding the thought away, has really helped me. So that's been I don't have too many of them anymore. If I do, they're a little bit more subtle, but maintaining like a good health and a spiritual practice of meditation or jogging or whatever works for you, I find is just really helpful. You have to find the one piece that works for you.
But I think that get out is very powerful, because if you feel yourself feeling afraid, anxious, nervous, like if you can shift that into power, really like feel your core of strength and build it up. Like I like to visualize it like this big white light, and I'll do it really fast. Build that white light up and just like get out, you know, and just see that white light just pushing that energy out of your space, out of your home, off your property. That's extremely effective. You know, no matter what's going on, it just shuts it right down.
And it's good to stand in that place mm-hmm. within yourself where you know you're standing in your power. Nothing, you know, they can try to be bullies, but nothing backs that off besides standing in your power. In my case, same thing. Call forth Jesus. Be protected in the light. So important.
I always tell people, you know, there's quite a few people who call me that are going through something like this, or they don't even realize what's happening. And we talk about this, and they have done some reading, and they think I'm telling them that they're going to need to do this for other people. And I want to be really clear. I don't think there's that many people out there who are called to be a spiritual warrior and help other people fight the dark. I think that's a rarity, but I think every light worker needs to become a spiritual warrior on their own behalf. You need to learn how to get really strong, how to fight this. There will come times, I mean, it could be sustained enough or strong enough that you need other people. And, you know, I'm not afraid to call. That's why I asked Roz for help then. I had three shaman helping me, a medicine woman from an Indian tribe. I mean, I had the whole team helping me survive that experience in that house. So don't try to go it alone if you're already too beaten down physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or it's just too strong. You don't know what to do, and you're trying these things we're talking about, and it's not enough. That can happen. What do you think, Roz? What would you do? I know you deal with this so much. If someone calls you and they're stuck like that, what do you tell them?
I was just visualizing that place that you get into, where literally, you know, it's at the time it's happening, it's so frightening, and it's so mind-blowing too. I mean, you just can't believe it. You can't believe that's really going on. But the reality is, once you are in that deep, deep place of great power and resolute, and you start to call forth your angels, guides, your masters, you know, when I literally call for Jesus, I feel that with a level of intensity that's mind-boggling, really. I feel that power surround me. And I think we all have to sort of know that that potential's there, know that we need to dig deep and bring that forth and bring that connection of our protector and our guide and our master, you know, to come and be with us. And to also know that we, you know, we have these resources that we never think of. And you know, even though we're seeing more and more of this in our culture now, as people are coming into these confrontations with dark, you know, it's really crucial to know who you are and how grounded you are, but who you're surrounded with and who you're protected with. I think that's absolute number one.
I just want to say, like, a last thought here is that if you might be listening to this and wondering, we talked about, I think Sedona said that the dark is attracted to the light. So why would, if you're not doing any of the things traditionally associated with attracting the dark, other than being a light worker, why would the dark want to attack you? It's to take your light. It's to keep you from fully developing spiritually and personally, from stepping into your power, from working your mission, from doing your life purpose, from helping other people, from lifting the frequency of this planet. Name, you know, pick one, pick several, because it could be any and all of those And that's why, you know, a light worker would be under attack possibly. Any thoughts on that before we are done today?
Your soul, you know, your soul is the ultimate. They want to take your life, but they really want to get your soul.
They almost got me twice.
Yep. You always have to remember that.
Mm. Yeah. Just an affirmation, you know, I am connected to my souls, and just to see that line of connection. When Ross was talking about Jesus again, I was thinking one of my first spiritual guides who came into my life, she talked about Archangel Michael. And he's another one, you know, he carries a sword and he's just another real powerful being. So another great resource to call on is Archangel Michael.
100%. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up. Well, thank you for tuning in today. I'm sure that there's some of you out there who are listening to this for a very valid reason, and the rest, maybe it's a good eye opener in case something like this starts happening to you. If you would like to know more about us or our services, you can visit our website, SedonaSoulSisters.com. You're always welcome to email the question if you're too shy to come on live on the show or it's not a good time for you. The email is in the show description. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss anything, and like us because it makes us super happy. And tune in next week. The topic is an interesting one: particle accelerators and paranormal activity. I made a visit to a particle accelerator, as Ross knows, and it was an interesting experience. So I'll talk about that. But I don't think we've ever talked about this before, so I'm pretty excited about it. In the meantime, have an enlightening week. Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.